The Leadership Wisdom of Jesus by Charles C. Manns, read by the author. Part 1. Clean the Mirror Image. The first step to becoming an effective leader is to look in the mirror. Master the art of leading yourself, and you will lay the foundation for helping others to do the same. Logs before specs, or lead thyself first. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Matthew 7, verses 3 to 5, New Revised Standard Version. As you consider the above passage, do some leaders you have worked for or people you have worked with come to mind? Have you known some irritating hypocrites? This seems to be a common reaction, but perhaps the more important question is, did you consider yourself as one in possible need of the advice offered in the passage? If you did not, then perhaps this passage can be especially helpful to you. Let's think for a minute. Would you like to become an effective leader? Would you like to have a significant and positive impact on others, on the world, or on history? Jesus provides some striking advice for moving toward this end. One of his key lessons suggests that if you want to lead others, you should first do what? Become more commanding so that you can bend the will of others to your own? No, that's not it. Work on your charisma so you can inspire others to do what you want. No, again. Develop the ability to identify.